They're at Florida on Thursday. I will be at Caliente's Pizza Mount Lebanon to watch the game with Coors Light. Florida is a real good team. They got a deep roster. Barkov is the cornerstone. But they got Joe Thornton too, and he'll F it up. What a loser Jumbo Joe is. He's 90 years old. He's never won. The Penguins made sure of that in 2016. He hops from contender to contender in his old age and hopes he can leech a Stanley Cup. And if he gets one, the captain will hand Jumbo the cup, and just like Ray Bourque, the marks will say how great it is. But all Joe Thornton will have done, if that happens, and I doubt it ever will, but if it does, all he will have done is pimp himself out like a $2 hooker and then flew high on borrowed wings. It will mean nothing. But it probably won't happen anyway because Joe Thornton is a loser. So, hey, Jumbo Joe, with your goofy-ass beard, no cups in 23 years, guess what?
You just made the list!
The list brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Cotton, on a name you can trust now, 412-367-0815. I really have nothing prepared for the rest of the show. So if you want to call, please do. Talk about that big Penguins win. But let's keep making fun of Joe Thornton for a couple minutes. Joe Thornton had 5 goals last year. 5. No maybes. 5. He had 7 the year before that. He's 42. How's he keep getting a job? Maybe Florida wants him to come in and teach Barkov and Huberto how to lose. Florida is good, but they ain't winning no cup because the Thornton curse, and I don't trust Bobrovsky between the sticks. 412-333-WXDX. We have steered clear of a football talk today, which I enjoy a great deal. Steering clear is what I enjoy. Like I said, at Caliente in Mount Lebo tomorrow night, I'm at the Goat Sports Bar in Seven Fields. That's right up 79 North to watch the Steeler game on Sunday. G-O-A-T Sports Bar. Let's go to Ryan on the Parkway. Ryan, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. Big fan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, do you think the NHL will move to the opening that, like, Vegas has, where they put the special effects together with the Kraken and everything, or is it still going to just be traditional and city by city?
It'll be city by city. Why is that so important to you?
It's really not. I just thought it was pretty cool and didn't know.
I think Vegas does a good job with their game night opening. I think in a hockey town like Pittsburgh or Toronto, a lot of fans would roll their eyes and think it was a little too much. But in Vegas, they're all marks. They're all, you know, basically freshly minted hockey fans, so they need the bells and whistles. I'm not sure it's needed in a lot of markets, and I don't think it's needed in Pittsburgh, although God knows what they'll try if they don't sell enough tickets this year.
When you have, you know, the fans getting amped up with Renegade,
I think the Penguins should play Renegade. Well, yeah, I mean, why do you care, bro? I mean, seriously, you like Renegade that much?
No, just a question.
I think the stick song that fits you is Too Much Time on My Hands. Ha! That's a good one. 412-333-WXDX. The Adam Schefter thing is interesting. If you missed when I talked about that before, everybody's going down with all these emails sent to Bruce Allen, the executive for the Washington football team. Adam Schefter apparently sent Bruce Allen a copy of a story that included him before it was published, and he was able to edit it, which pretty much gets Schefter kicked out of journalism school and maybe even kicked out of journalism. But I'm sure what Adam Crowley said is accurate, that he will just ignore it, and ESPN will ignore it. No suspension, no nothing. Because I would doubt that's the only time Schefter did that, and I would doubt that ESPN had a problem with it. In fact, I would think that they knew about it. Penguins beat Tampa last night, 6-2, three empty net goals, but a good win for Pittsburgh. Crosby's going to miss the home opener, which means he'll also miss tomorrow night against Florida. Let's go to Dale in Pittsburgh. Dale, you're on with Double M.
Double M, how are you?
Hi, Dale.
Hi, I was calling to discuss the Superman top or bottom thing.
Okay.
Don't you think Superman would have to be the bottom because he'd destroy the other guy?
Well, but don't forget, the original Superman had a kid with Lois Lane and did not destroy her.
Well played, yes.
There you go. So I think Crowley put it right. I think Crowley said he should be able to make love to whomever he wants, however he chooses.
The 21st century.
That's right, and he's the 21st century Fox. Get it? Thank you for the call. Is that right? There was a Doors song like that. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, this calling about the Chiefs and one-hit wonder thing. I remember Terry Bradshaw, I think, interviewed Kurt Warner. Said, how many Super Bowls would you like to win? And he said, well, five. And he never even got to. So that's about it.
He won the one, didn't he?
Yeah, he won the one.
Yeah, well, all you have to really win is one.
Well, this was the second time around. This is before the second time.
Yeah, when people said about Kansas City could challenge New England's record, that's just ridiculous. But then again, like one thing I've learned about ESPN in particular, but really all big-time sports media, they will invent and embellish a story. Like, I wonder if those guys, when Kansas City won the Super Bowl a couple years back, really thought that Kansas City could win four or five Super Bowls. Because it sounded just as ridiculous then, even when it was a possibility, as it does now, when clearly that's not the team we thought it would be for the long run. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Michael in Monroeville. Michael, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. I just wanted to comment on the whole Adam Schefter thing. I've never really liked the guy. I think he's kind of a little twerp. I think he's a little bit of a slime ball. I don't know if you remember years ago when Jason Pierre-Paul blew his fingers off with fireworks.
Yeah, Schefter, I wanted to give him a hand, but...
Yeah. Schefter found his record and published them without any authorization on Twitter, which is like a gross violation of HIPAA. And I just think he'll do anything to get ahead. I just don't like him very much, and I'm really not surprised about the Bruce Allen thing.
See, I got to tell you, is that a HIPAA violation? I don't care if it is or isn't, because when Pierre-Paul was dumb enough to blow off his fingers playing with fireworks, I think he deserved to have that story everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a stupid move, but it absolutely is. I'm a physician, and it's definitely a gross violation of patient privacy to publish medical records.
I think you missed the part where I said I don't care. Thank you for the call. 412-333-WXDX is the number to call. Like I said, I really have nothing for the rest of the show or guests, so call and talk about something. I'm going to KISS tonight. Let's talk KISS. 412-333-WXDX.
And now the super genius, Mark Madden.
Double M, big fan.
Well, no, I just said, I don't know what I said. I don't know what you said.
Double M.
Yeah?
The X at 105.9.
Let's go to Brian in Imperial. Brian, you're on with Double M.
Super G, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, man.
Hey, two questions for you, man. First KISS show and the best KISS show that you ever saw.
My first KISS show was probably when I was a junior in high school, I think. It was KISS with Mott and Rush.
Nice job.
The best KISS show, I saw KISS did a residency in Vegas about 6 or 7 years ago. I got it. WCW, when I worked there, had a character called the KISS Demon that was a wrestler in Gene Simmons' makeup and gear. So when he made his debut, Kiss did War Machine to play him to the ring. And I was, our broadcast location was right in front of the stage where Kiss played. I could have reached up and touched Ace Frehley. And we stayed there for, they did a four-song set. Me and Shivani stayed there for all four songs. Point blank, touching distance. That was the best Kiss show I ever saw, those four songs.
Awesome. Have a good time tonight, man.
Let's go to Dan in Oakland. Dan, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Double M. Two-part question. First one, what's the best solo record?
Ace.
Absolutely correct. Second part.
Yeah, I mean, just New York Groove and...
Shattered Glass.
No, there was one other big... Rip It Out.
Fractured Mirror. That's good.
And Rip It Out was a great song. What else you got?
Okay, so post-classic lineup after Dynasty, best Kiss record.
In other words, best record after...
After the classic lineup.
So it's really best record without the makeup, right?
Well, if you want to count Creatures of the Night, which didn't have Ace playing, it was...
But it had Ace on the cover. Technically, Ace was still a member of Kiss.
Okay, but it didn't have Peter.
Oh, that's not... Was Eric Carr in the group by then?
Yes.
Well, let me think. I mean, Lick It Up was a great record. That was with Vinnie Vincent, right?
Correct.
I'm looking this up here because there's one... Oh, I thought Revenge was really good.
That's your pick, Revenge?
I'm looking at the track listing right now. Yes, Unholy. I think so. Domino, yeah, I'm going with Revenge. Let's go to Val in Mars. Val, you're on with Double M.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I had a comment about the game last night. Now, I didn't think that Rodriguez played as good as a center.
But they need him to play center. Who else are they going to put there?
That's what I was going to ask you. I just think he's too small and he's too slow.
Other than that, he's terrific. No, you're right, but they don't have anybody else, Val. There's no one else to put at that second line center spot right now. Who would you suggest?
I really don't know. That's why I called to ask you.
It's temporary, Val, and thank you for the call. They'll just put Sid in the first line and Carter with the second once Sid comes back, hopefully soon. Let's go to Steve and McCandless. Steve, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, I never thought I'd say I miss Pierre Maguire. Are we going to have to get used to all these women between the benches?
That's just dumb. Goodbye. Emily Kaplan did an okay job. She's no Pierre Maguire. I prefer Pierre, but her being a woman has nothing to do with it. Maybe if you touch one someday, you'll understand that. Let's go to Grant Netna. Grant, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Double M. Hey, I just want to talk about the ESPN broadcast last night.
Okay.
I thought the play-by-play was horrible. You know, they would like... I would say they would do a face-off, and they would mention one person in the face-off, and then go into their background without even talking about anything that's going on in the game.
You see, you can see what's going on in the game. Why do you need to be told what's going on? You can see it. It's not radio. There's a different way to do hockey on TV than there is on radio.
I completely agree with that. But my concern is, you know, ESPN New Network had a whole bunch of new viewers, and I would assume that there were a bunch of people that had no idea what was going on.
Okay, well, if that's the case, they shouldn't watch. You don't dumb down the broadcast for the new viewers. They have if they can see what's going on, they can make do. You do the broadcast the way you do a broadcast, the right way. And they did the broadcast the right way. Let's go to KG in Virginia. KG, you're on Double M.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not insulting your intelligence. I know you are.
You better not, because I'm way smarter than you.
Well, let's just see about that. You know, I think Kiss is kind of catered to idiots. Do you really like them, or are you just going?
I really like them, and who are you to say what's good and bad about music? All it is what you like. What kind of music do you listen to?
You know, I like everything, and that's not really an insult to their music, but, you know, just the act, I think it's
very goodbye. You know, if you want to just be some miserable prick, you go ahead and do that. I like Kiss. I always find them very enjoyable. Okay, we got a bunch of calls coming in. We'll get to them in a minute. Insult my intelligence. That guy had an original thought. It would dial only this. 412-333-WXDX.
And now, the super genius, Mark Madden.
You don't have an option. It's the you show. It's the me show.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Come on. The lights, the robe, the hair, the woo!
The X at 105.9.
I'm amazed that some people think Aaron Rodgers is going to play for the Steelers. Just not going to happen. Again, and I'm tired of saying it, why would the Steelers add a 38-year-old quarterback and a $46 million cap hit who would cost them two first-round draft picks and even more than that? And why would Rodgers want to come to Pittsburgh and play behind that offensive line? If he leaves Green Bay, he's going to go to a team that's poised to win a Super Bowl, and the Steelers, even with Aaron Rodgers, ain't that. Let's go to the Breeze in Wheeling. Breeze, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, I was wondering about Kiss. Do you think they're torn for the money, or at this point in their career, with all the merchandising, are they doing it for the energy of the crowd, or what do you think?
I think they're doing it primarily for the money, but I think a big factor is it's the only chance they get to be Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Other than Kiss, who are they? How do they get, like you said, that rush?
I'm sure they like the women, too.
I think they're probably... Well, maybe not, but I put it this way. I'm 60, and I've just about aged out. Gene and Paul are both 70 or older. Let's go to Chris in Mount Pleasant. Chris, you're on with Double M.
Yeah, Mark, I was just calling to say we've been spoiled with our commentators in Pittsburgh. Nobody's going to compare to Mike Lang and Phil Bork and all those guys, even Josh Yellen. But I've watched the streaming podcast on the Penguins website on Sunday with the Columbus Blue Jackets guys. And their production crew was just horrible.
Whose production crew?
Like the guy that put on the audio and video and all that stuff.
For what, a podcast? What are you talking about?
I had to watch on the...
Who gives a frig about your podcast or whatever you're talking about? Goodbye. The show started out really good. Now it's kind of... fading at the end. 412-333-WXDX. Sean tweets about ESPN's hockey coverage that Chelios and Messier seem out of place. All they want to talk about is old-time hockey. That's true. Chelios and Messier, I thought Messier was stiff and Chelios wasn't much better. I thought they kept trying to refer to their playing days too much. You want some frame of reference from the days that made them great, but you're talking about right now. Let's go to Brick and Aliquippa. Brick, you're on with Double M.
Yes, sir. Mark, out of the Alive albums, only the Alive albums and anything other than Ace Frehley, which I agree he's the best, what's your favorite song that isn't Ace Frehley off of the Alive albums?
What are you talking about? So you're asking me my favorite non-Ace Frehley Kiss song?
Off the Alive albums, yes, sir.
Off which Alive? Goodbye. I knew I shouldn't have brought up Kiss. Let's go to Justin in the city. Justin, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Have you ever been over to the Mazeroski gathering on the anniversary? They have, I believe it's like a radio call for the original call.
Is that today?
It was today, buddy.
Yeah, today's the anniversary. It would be, let me see, 61 years?
Yep.
It was 61 years since Bill Mazeroski hit the home run that ended the 1960 World Series. It's still the only Game 7 walk-off home run in World Series history, and it is the second most famous moment in Pirates history after, of course, Cueto dropping the ball.
Yeah.
I replay Cueto dropping the ball on the anniversary of that every year.
I miss that. That's great.
I have KY jelly and a poster of Superman.
Good deal.
It really is. 412-333-WXDX. Now it's time to ask Mark anything, which you do by dialing the number and asking Mark anything. 412-333-WXDX. It is Ray tweets about people complaining about the ESPN broadcast. People always find something to complain about. The NHL and ESPN will be so much better for the sport to grow. Well, Ray, I don't know about that. I don't think the NHL is going to grow. I think pretty much every sport in America is what it is, and there will be slight growth or slight recession. But I think with every sport in America, and this might go especially for hockey, which has always been sort of a niche and cult sport, I think that hockey has its audience and it won't change, period. 412-333-WXDX is the number to call. Ask Mark anything just around the corner. Dial 412-333-WXDX.
And now the super genius, Mark Madden.
Come, son of Jor-El. Kneel before Zod.
Oh, hi.
Always great to hear from the lady callers.
DX at 105.9.
You know, I hope Aaron Rodgers does come to Pittsburgh next year because they'll have to give up a couple first-round picks to get him. They'll screw their cap and their free agent acquisition by spending $46 million on Rodgers, and they still won't make the playoffs, and then the franchise will be sabotaged for years. Anybody who wants Rodgers to come to Pittsburgh is just stupid. But now it's time to ask Mark anything brought to you by your local Honda dealers. Visit shophonda.com and your local Honda dealer. Let's go to Ken in the car. Ken, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, you know, I kind of do got to agree with that guy earlier, Caggy. And I do think Kiss is, they're kind of just a bunch of bozos running around like clowns on stage.
Okay, then don't go. I think they're pretty good.
All right, well.
What are you doing tonight?
I actually really don't do a whole lot, you know. I just kind
of. Yeah, well, I'm going to be at Kiss and you'll be at home trying to think of a reason to forget it. Goodbye. Let's go to Patrick in Cranberry. Patrick, you're on with Mark.
Hey, Mark, how we doing?
Yeah, good.
Nice. Hey, so I get married this Friday, and my ring bearer is my buddy Dean Pastor. He's the one that jumped off the bridge after the Pirates beat the Reds when Cueto dropped the ball.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. What he did was idiotic. But with the Pirates being as bad as they've been in the last 10 years, does he squeeze in to be one of the top 10 most iconic people in Pirates history in the last 10 years?
No. Let's go to Bruce in Coriopolis. Bruce, you're on with Double M.
Mr. Madden, longtime admirer. Let's go back to music because these other calls are crazy. What's your favorite local band?
You mean right now?
Yes, please.
Either Gene, my two favorites are Gene the Werewolf and the Hawkeyes.
Okay. And favorite venue locally, not including these big stadiums?
I like Stage AE. I like the Palace Theater. I also Palace like Theater. The Lamp Theater in Irwin. The Lamp Theater is very underestimated.
Have you ever been to this little theater out in McKee's Rocks? I forget what it's called.
The Roxy.
The Roxy, yes. That's a nice little
place. Their seats are really cramped, though. Their seats are very, very small.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was terrific radio. Let's go to Cooper. Cooper, you're on with Double M.
Hi, Mark. I wanted to ask
Hi,
you
buddy.
A question.
Go ahead, buddy.
Do you think Sidney Crosby will be good when he comes back?
Oh, yeah. I sure think so, don't you?
Yeah.
I just wanted to come back soon.
Yeah.
See your favorite player?
Yeah.
Who else you like? What other Penguins do you like?
I like Kasperi Kapanen, I like Jake Gensel, and I like Chris Letang.
Well, those are four pretty good players, although I want Kasperi to start scoring.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You going to the game Saturday?
No, my little brother is.
Well, how come he gets to go and you don't?
I don't know.
Oh, I'd get mad if I were you, buddy.
Yeah.
Tell Mom and Dad to take you.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get to go later in the year, I'm sure. Thanks for calling, buddy. Enjoy the game.
You're welcome.
Let's go to the Hebrew Hammer, our old friend, Yakshamach.
Hey, Yakshamach, Mark. How are you?
Great.
Hey, we all know Pittsburgh is a drinking town with a football problem.
Right.
But I heard a story today that I find a little unbelievable. Somebody at work brought up Wade Boggs, who's drinking all those beers coast to coast. And then somebody mentioned Andre the Giant. Well, another guy mentioned he has a friend who drinks two cases of beer before pit games, then drinks beers at the pit game, and then goes to his bowling league and drinks. He says he estimates he has 70 beers on any given Saturday.
I just don't know. It's impossible to drink 70 beers.
I agree, too. I laughed because I thought it was a funny story.
70 beers, that would be like drinking 50 pounds of liquid.
I agree. I mean, I asked him if they were like pony cans, but, I mean, that's impossible. I mean, or the guy would have died already. I mean, you couldn't keep that up. You couldn't keep up. Hey, real quick about the hockey game last night. ESPN, I think, did a good job because McDonough has a good voice. He hasn't done a hockey game in forever in the sense that he's going to get better himself. And then Buchigross, he had two Mike Lang references before they dropped the puck. So I think they're going to do a great job.
Because of the Mike Lang references.
Well, I mean, that's a indicator of something good.
That's your cue.
Yuck, shmush.
Whammy. Juju just tweeted that he had surgery. And he's heartbroken he'll be out for the rest of the year and blah, blah, blah. Everything in my power to recover, yada, yada. Thank you to the doctors and hospital staffs. Be back soon. Well, that's great. He's played his last game as a Steeler, and I'm really broken up about that. Let's go to Kenny in St. Clair. Kenny, you're on with Double M. Johnny, I mean. Whatever your name is. Talk.
Johnny. Hey, Mark. With the recent news of POJ being demoted.
Promoted. He's back with the team now.
Oh, he's promoted. Okay. In regards to that, do you kiss on the first date?
Depends. Who's it with?
Either sex.
I'm easy. Yeah. Let's go to Patrick in Point Breeze. Patrick, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark. Big fan.
What up?
Got to ask you a question. You were talking about Kiss, and they're going there tonight. You know that Gene Simmons discovered Van Halen and assigned them to their first contract, right?
He did not sign them to their first contract. He did their first demo.
Thank you for correcting me on that. I wanted to ask you, have you ever met Hagar or David Lee Roth personally?
No.
Who do you prefer?
As a singer?
And, yes.
Hagar has a better voice. I prefer Van Halen's body of work with Roth.
Now, after the 1984 album, Mark, do you think that there was anywhere left for Van Halen to go with David Lee Roth?
Yeah, just do another album. Why was that album that revolutionary?
Well, I always thought it was the best album that they ever had, my own opinion. But they went in an entirely different direction a year later, so I just wanted to know
what you thought
about that. Yeah.
I don't know that they went in an entirely different direction. They just had songs that were written differently. They still sounded like Van Halen. Any band with Eddie on guitar was going to sound like Van Halen.
What about Dave's news? And I didn't hear you, and you might have mentioned this, but he indicated he's going to be retiring in January after a couple shows in Vegas.
I got to be honest, he was so bad the last couple times I saw him with Van Halen that I think that's a good move by Dave.
And he's been, I mean, his voice hasn't been the same. It's tough to see some of the heroes not look the same and sound the same. But I appreciate the call, Mark.
Thank you. By the way, yesterday at Stinky's, I said I would give Penguin T-shirts to anybody who showed up with a number 66 or 87 jersey. Some kid showed up with a number 66 Liverpool Trent Alexander-Arnold jersey. So needless to say, he got a T-shirt. Let's go to Jordan in Star Lake. Jordan, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, that's right. I am here in the parking lot, and I want you to know I spent $250 on my ticket for tonight. I spent $1,200 on my Rolling Stones tickets. And I also had a friend who would drink 40 beers at a sitting. So I think I might have covered some of the subject tonight on today's show. But the reason I called is because I wanted to commend you on yesterday, how you shut these idiots down. That guy that spoke about Lamar Jackson intelligence, you shut him down instantly. Today, you
well, right, but if you go on Twitter, I'm a racist. I'm a bigot.
Yeah, no, you're great is what you are.
Of course.
Because for you to respond that quickly and shut
like the Emily Kaplan thing, like, you know, we're going to have to listen to women. See you later.
Right. That's today.
And I got to be honest, I think Emily Kaplan's adult, but I think she was adult if she was a man, too. If she was a man, she'd be Greg Wyshynski.
So the last thing was, and then you're able to speak on all these subjects all the time.
I'm a super genius. I have a tested IQ of 166.
That's right. You're the super genius.
That's right. Oh, God, I love flattery. Let's go to Mel in Leedsdale. Hey, Mel, whoever said you was one.
Hey, Mark, it seems that hockey is the only sport to trade a player only to trade back for them several seasons later. What do you think that why?
No, that happens in other sports.
I thought hockey was just the number one about it.
Name an example. Kapanen, what example Simone? Do you cite?
Kapanen, Simone, right off the bat. And there's,
well, Simone's a bum that it got released. I don't think there's anything interesting or indigenous about that to hockey. Let's go to Max on the road. Max, you're on with Double M.
What up, man?
What up, man?
Are you excited for Rad's re-release to movie theaters tomorrow?
For what?
Rad, the 1980, what is it, 86 or 84?
What's it about?
You've talked about it before.
The movie Rad? No, I've never talked about the movie Rad. No, never.
Never?
Okay. Goodbye. After this, it's the GM Ron Hextall show, and it's got to be better than this segment. You people have just soiled the bed for years now when it comes to Ask Mark Anything. It's supposed to be the most interesting segment of the show, and you just crap all over it because you're idiots. That said, we still have time for a few more calls. 412-333-WXDX. Let's go to Mark in Uniontown. Mark, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, quick question for you. I'm just curious if you ever get nervous. I know people like to come at you on Twitter. If you ever get nervous out in public, if somebody's going to try something stupid.
Nobody ever will. Nobody ever has.
10-4, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, and thus ends another broadcast day. As I get ready to head out to KISS. If I didn't have tickets, I wouldn't go. But I do, so I'll make the best of it. And then, what else do I got going on? Well, tomorrow night, of course, I'm at Caliente Pizza and Draft House in Mount Lebanon for the Penguin game. That'll be a lot of fun. What jersey did I say you had to wear tomorrow night? I'll have to come up with that tomorrow. And then Sunday, I'm at the Goat Sports Bar in Seven Fields. That's right up Route 79. Kind of near the Lemieux complex, if I'm not mistaken, for the Steeler game. That's a Sunday night game. That'll be crazy. And I will have Steeler caps for anybody wearing a TJ Watt or Najee Harris jersey. That'll be the first 10 to wear those jerseys. Let's go to Eric in the city. Eric, you're on with Double M.
Hey, Mark, what's your thoughts on the Premier League so far, and who would your pick be right now to win it all, if you had to pick one?
I think it's up for grabs between Liverpool, Manchester City, and Chelsea, with Man United just behind.
Okay. What do you think about the Spurs? They're not going to turn it around, right?
They could finish fifth or sixth. I don't know. I mean, I think Harry Kane's in the tank. He doesn't have any goals yet, does he?
No, I don't think so.
He doesn't want to be there. He's half-assing it. He looks terrible out there.
Yeah, but I think so far you're right. Man City looks really good, and Liverpool still looks great. And
but we're tying too many games. That's how you lose the Premier League. You tie your way into trouble. All right, that's it. See you, KISS. I'm on again tomorrow, whether I want to be or not. Next week for the bye week, I'll be saying bye-bye for a few days. Woo! 105.9 News.